Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe God, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what others say, sometimes no matter what even I say, I believe you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Today we're just going to talk about the gift of prophecy and how important it is that you believe what God says about you and what he wants to do in you. What would happen if you were to hear the voice of God and speak God's heart with authority and power? What would happen? What would happen if you were able to hear the voice of God and speak desires, God's desires, into a chaotic, dark, and confusing situation? What would happen if you were able to hear the voice of God and God's thoughts, speak his thoughts to yourself, over your family, and those you come in contact with on a regular basis? What would happen if you were able to speak in that way? You would not only see miracles and breakthrough in your own life, but you will see the power of God move in those around you and shift the atmosphere. And that comes from believing what God says about you. You will see chains broken off, burdens lifted, and people coming closer to God. So if you are a believer today, if you are believing and you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, you bear witness of Jesus Christ, then you should be operating in the gift of prophecy. Everybody that believes in the Spirit of God, everybody that believes in God should be operating in that. And my question that I ask today is, if you are not operating in the gift of prophecy, why not? And if you are, then you need to prophesy with more greatness and a greater measure and a deeper level. Prophecy has been a blessing to me in many, many ways. When I was depressed, when I was anxious about different things going on in my body and aches and pains, the prophetic word encouraged me and let me know that I was healed and that all was not lost and I was going to be fine. When I was unsure of my gifts and who I was and my identity, when I didn't know the direction of my life, it was the prophetic that gave me direction and clarity in my life. And many of you have been a product of that. When you've come here and other places and heard the prophetic go forth, you have seen what the prophetic can do. And so because of that, then we ought to rise to the occasion and be givers of that same gift that God has been blessing us with. The prophetic is so needed today, not just in the church, but operating in your family and in your sphere of influence, whoever you come in contact with. And I want to challenge you today that you embrace the prophetic gift that is right, is the right of every believer to move in. It's every believer's right. Now, what is prophecy? It's nothing to be afraid of. Maybe you are not really sure about it. It's nothing to run away from. It is a gift from God. God gives good gifts. Amen. It's designed to bless us. It's designed to cause us to prosper. It's designed to give us what we need to move the way God has called us to move without being hindered and without being held back. The Hebrew word to prophesy means to flow forth. It means to bubble like a fountain. That's the Spirit of God bubbling up in you or to spring forth. The Greek word or New Testament word meaning of prophecy literally means to speak for another. And that's using the gift of faith, operating in faith. So prophecy is the supernatural revelation of the voice of God in any given situation. No matter what you're facing, the prophetic can come forth and bring about edification, exhortation, and comfort. And so all of that points back to Jesus. It's nothing to be scared about. It's nothing to be afraid about. It's nothing to run away from. In fact, we should embrace it and run to the prophetic. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, according to Revelation in 19:10. That's the revelation of God. Jesus is the testimony. So it all points to Jesus, as opposed to other spirits, like the horoscope, amen, tarot cards, the psychics, the Ouija boards, And the spirit behind that is not the spirit of God. But people go to those, people go consult psychics, they consult the tarot cards, look at their horoscope, and that spirit is not the spirit of God. But we have a greater spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the miraculous resurrecting power of God that gives us the prophecy that trumps every other spirit, that trumps all those things. So if anything, we should be afraid to go that way, not the way of prophecy. And so the purpose of the gift of prophecy in the New Testament church was what is described in 1 Corinthians 14:3, but he who prophesies speaks to men for edification, exhortation, and comfort and or consolation. So what does edification mean? It means to build you up. So the whole purpose of prophecy is to build you up, not to cause you to have gloom and doom, not to cause you to be embarrassed or to be just put on, put your business out there, even though God will do that. But it's designed, though, to build you up. That's the whole purpose of prophecy, is edification. And then exhortation is encouragement, and it means to call you near. So what prophecy should do, if it exhorts you right, it should draw you nearer to God. It should cause you to come closer to God. So you have edification, which means to build you up, exhortation, which means to draw you near, to draw you closer, and then consolation, which means to cheer you up. And so how many of us need to be cheered up, to be comforted, as only the Holy Spirit can do through the prophetic, because he knows us and he's able to speak to us? How many people do you know, including you, need to be built up? Amen. How many people do you know, including you, that need to be encouraged to draw nearer to God? How many people do you know, including you, that need to be cheered up and comforted? Especially what's going on in society, what's going on in the world. We need the prophetic, amen, in our lives. And that is why the prophetic exists. In the New Testament church, we, as a New Testament church, we are, as a prophetic people, we are not called to bring about negative words and call down fire on people. You know, you've seen that. We're called to prophesy the answers, the solutions, not the problems. We are called to bring out the best. And so that's why we want to run toward the prophetic. It's not something to fear or to be afraid of. And this is God's desire, that we all prophesy and that we believe the prophetic word. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, believe the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe the prophets, or believe the prophetic word, and you shall prosper. So God wants us to prosper. That's the word of the Lord. God has designed that vehicle for us by receiving that prosperity through the prophetic. So for you to prosper in your relationships, so you know how to work with somebody, or work with your spouse, or work with your children, or work with your neighbor, or work with your boss. If you have the spirit of the prophetic on you, God will give you that direction. So you prosper in your relationships, you prosper in your health. God will give you prophetically, what am I supposed to eat? What am I supposed to do with my body? How am I supposed to operate? Because what may be for that person may not be for you. And God knows your body, so God will speak to you prophetically, and he will help you to speak to somebody else prophetically regarding their health, regarding their relationships, and finally, regarding their finances. Those are the three main things in life: your relationships, your health, and your finances. And so God wants to cover that whole gamut in the prophetic so that you know what to do, when to do it, and more importantly, how to do it. And that's how God moves. And God has the answers. If we don't know, we have to seek God for the answers. They said, I sought the Lord. The song said, I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. And he answers in the prophetic. Hallelujah. He answers in his word. Hallelujah. And you may say, that's all fine and good, but that's not my gift. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:1, pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts, especially that you may prophesy. So desire means to chase after, to passionately go after. So they say desire the gifts. You should desire the spiritual gifts that are in the Bible, but especially the gift of prophecy. Why? Because it speaks edification, exhortation and comfort. It speaks life. It changes the direction of your life, your destiny. It changes even you getting in touch with your identity. That's the power of the prophetic. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 19 says, do not quench the spirit. That means to stop it from operating. So we don't want to stop the prophetic from operating. And to do that would quench the spirit. So God wants us to embrace the prophetic and not to go away from it. Amen? And then 1 Thessalonians 5 and 20 follows and says, do not despise prophecy. Don't despise it. Don't come against it, but rather go to it. When we don't operate in the gift of prophecy, we are quenching the spirit. When we don't operate in the gift of prophecy, we are despising it. In our own direct way, we are despising it. And so God says that now is the time for you to come up in your prophetic gifts. If you are a believer, then it's time for you to come up. So I want to challenge you today that you place honor on this gift and start walking in that gift today. If you already operate in it, determine that you will walk in a greater measure to go deeper and develop your gift. It's like a muscle, okay? You know, it's like anything when you're working out and you're trying to build something that's weak, it takes time. And the more you operate it and condition it, the stronger it becomes. And what I mean by that is that your faith muscle will grow. Your faith, because it takes faith to speak when you hear God's voice. It takes faith to step out and speak it because you're not sure if I believe this or not. But it takes faith to step out anyway and believe it. Your discernment will grow as well. And so that's when you hear the voice of God. And as you operate, you will learn to hear his voice even better. So maybe you say, I'm not sure if I hear God that way, but it's designed for you to hear God. And so now it's time for you to sharpen that discernment, sharpen hearing God's voice, and then sharpen speaking God's voice to yourself, over your family, over your neighbors, over your boss. It's designed that way. Amen. 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 Glory to God. It operates through faith, and that's how God chose it. It's not your word. It's God's words bubbling up in you, and you speak it out. And so the way that that does it, God speaks to us as, like I said, our voice, but it's the Spirit of God. And you test that by his word. If it doesn't line up with God's word, then that may be off. If it doesn't line up with pointing to Jesus, it has to be all about Jesus, then that may be off. And that is your barometer to test and see if I'm right or if I'm not. We can practice our prophetic at our upcoming event. Amen. So I want to see everybody in the room at our prophetic boot camp, which is October 28th, where you will learn, you'll get a chance to practice, and it'll be a safe atmosphere for you to practice your gift of speaking the prophetic. Amen. Amen. So I've encouraged all of you to come out to this, and it's free from the smallest to the tallest, young people, teenagers, everybody, come out and learn how to operate your gift of the prophetic. Another way to start hearing and speaking the heart of God is reading and studying God's word. So we're reading along with the Bible, and as well as that, you want to study God's word. In Psalms 119, 130, the Bible says, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. So if you're not sure where to start, just begin to read the word of the Lord, and it will become in yourself. It will come resident in your spirit, and then you'll be able to speak God's word out. So believe the word of God, then speak it over yourself. We keep saying that we trust in God, so we have to trust him to speak. Speak the word. Amen. Believe the word of God. Speak it over yourself. It's just very simple to speak what you hear and see. And it's a lot more simple than we think. Sometimes we think about it too long and we begin to get scared. But the Bible says that God, when you open your mouth, he will feel it. So we have to be in faith. And so when we are prophesying, we are declaring. That's what that means. We declare. We decree. And what does that mean? Even Pastor Gail, she was speaking this morning. She was saying, we have the victory. She began to decree that. That's what she heard. She heard the word victory. So then she spoke the word victory. And that's how simple prophecy works. You hear a word, and then you speak that word. Or you see a picture, and you speak what you see. You'll see a picture in your mind. And so that's faith in operation. God is moving in operation, and he wants all of us to be a part of that. So we decree means you speak what God says about you over someone else. You decree it. You declare it. You open your mouth. You can't be silent. You have to. You can't just think it or receive it. You have to speak it. And the Bible says in Job 22 and 28, you will also decree a thing and it will be established for you. A light will shine on your ways. And so when we decree something, it almost becomes like it's official, that it's a law. And so when we decree something in the spiritual, we are making a declaration that has the weight of God, the weight of the kingdom behind it. So it's not your words, again, and it carries the power of God. So when you speak it, it delivers a punch. It delivers a punch that knocks out fear, knocks out anxiety, knocks out depression. It begins to speak and break up things that may be bothering you or afflicting you or causing you to be held back. That's the power of God's words when you start speaking them. Not just letting the preacher do all the work and it's just for a few to prophesy. No, it's for you and you and you and you and you and you and you. Everybody should be prophesying and speaking life over themselves and their family. So I want you to look at a real simple clip and see that even a kid can prophesy. I want you to watch two clips and see how easy it is for you to prophesy. Amen? So here's our first one.
I will do great things today.
I will do great things today. I did it! Great things today!
I will do great things today.
I will do great things today. I did it! Great things today!
I will do great things today.
I will do great things today.
I will do great things today. Or I will walk in victory today. And you get up and speak over yourself and over your child, you will do great in school today. You will walk in victory today in school. You speaking prophetically what God tells you. And so God is saying, time out for allowing the enemy to mute you. You will no longer be muted, says the Lord. You will open your mouth and speak with power and authority, no matter what the situation is. It could be something going on at work. It could be something going on in your body. Or your loved one's body. But the Bible says you want to speak life over it. And so you ask God to give you the words, and then you begin to speak it. Even if you're not sure you even believe it, you speak it out anyway and let God, let the faith come in, because faith is a gift too. Let faith come in. Let faith come in and speak it. And as you speak it, faith will ignite it and it will manifest. Because sometimes the enemy will try, don't say that, you don't believe that, you know, and shut your mouth. God does not want you to be silent in this season, especially over yourself. Now, yes, you speak it, it may not happen right away, but that's all right, though. That's all right. You speak it until it manifests. You speak it until it manifests. And don't be discouraged. Let's watch the next one.
Today, anything is possible.
Today, anything is possible.
Today, anything is possible.
Self-fulfilling prophecy of what her mother spoke over her, and then she spoke, and then she walked in it all day long. Nothing was unstoppable for her. She didn't care. She was walking in that word no matter what. And so we have to be in that same mindset that we are going to believe God and we are going to speak his word. No longer now will you let fear hold you back. No longer will you let anxiety hold you back. God is saying it's time for you to come up and speak your words that I give you. The Bible says you will no longer be, God says you will no longer be double-minded, but you will speak with authority and power. You will be a prophetic people. You will be a people who prophesy. Amen. Will you lift your hands? Amen. Hallelujah. I just release faith in this hour right now. I release faith over this people to be activated in the gift of prophecy. I thank you, Father, for these people. I thank you that they are a people that prophesy. We bind double-mindedness. We bind depression. We bind fear, anxiety, and double-mindedness, that they will speak your word with power and authority. Father, I thank you for the connected community, that those who will lift your hands, even at home, and receive the gift of faith to prophesy, receive the gift of faith to speak God's word over yourself and over your mind and your body and over your loved ones and your family. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. And God says you will be a people that prophesy. You'll be a people, you'll be known, this church will be known for its prophetic edge. You will be a people that will speak darkness over many situations and they will go into light. You will be a people that will speak miracles, signs, and wonders. You will be a people that will disperse the darkness with your words, that the sword of the word of the Lord is in your mouth. So mark this day, because now a shift will happen in this body of believers, that they will speak the word of the Lord with power and authority and will not hold back what the Lord has for them. In Jesus' name, we give you praise, says the Spirit of God. Come on and give God some glory. Hallelujah. 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 You will be a prophetic people, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you, again, to come out to the prophetic activation. But if you're not able to come out, that's okay. You want to start beginning to walk in that. And even there's a prayer walk coming up October 21st. That is another way for you to even exercise your prophetic gift. You can pray prophetically. You can speak prophetically and join other believers. So the prayer walk is October 21st at the Southfield High School on Lasher. Come out for that event. And if you are not a believer, I do want to say that the only way you can really move in the prophetic is to have the Spirit of God in you. So if you're not a believer and you desire to embrace that, then you have to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and accept him as your Savior. So if that's something you want to do, then you can call the prayer line. You can call the line that's posted on the screen, and someone will get in touch with you and walk you through that. Or if you want prayer, even further prayer for what you may need, but someone will give you a call and you will help you walk through that. Hallelujah.